This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sloan. I'm 14 years old. Well, almost 15. And I love the NBA. Today, on the show, we have one of the most recognizable players in the league. Some have called him High Griffineth and even the Rim Reaper. Today, we have the one and only Blake Griffin. So, I've heard a rumor that during your rookie season with the Clippers, you were forced to carry around a Dora the Explorer backpack and you had to have your teammates' sweaty socks in the backpack. Is that true?
The backpack, yes, is true. The contents of the backpack sort of varied. At first, I had to carry like playing cards for the older guys. They'd play cards. I don't think I ever had dirty socks in there.
I wanted to be like DeAndre Jordan. I know who smelled the worst, but I guess.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't the... If you like lean into it and you just go along with it, it's not as fun for them. But if you're like upset that you have to carry this backpack, yeah, then they get more joy out of it. So I just kind of leaned into it. And
was it pink?
It was pink. Obviously, just had Dora and boots on the...
Yeah. But if your rookie season you were hurt, did you have to wear it on the bench when you were like...
No. Yeah, that would have... Just sitting on the bench with a backpack. Yeah, no. Thankfully, not on the bench. Just when we traveled.
I mean, people wear some interesting things when they're hurt. So you still would have probably... You somehow would have been on like... Bleacher Report fashion for your Dora the Explorer backpack.
I've been like on the conservative side of the Dora the Explorer backpack.
By the way, Kyle Kuzma is going to listen to this and be like, oh, I should do that and wear just like a Dora suit or something.
It's the next trend.
Exactly. We're trendsetters. Okay. So as you know, I'm 14 years old, but I'm about to be 15 and I'm going into ninth grade. I know that you were homeschooled until about eighth grade. So my normal question would be, you know, I want to know everything about you when you were 14, but I guess your life was a little different because you just entered something that people had been in since kindergarten. So just, I want to know everything about your eighth and ninth grade years.
So homeschooling for me was like not that crazy because we had some friends at homeschool and they just like didn't play sports. I had a neighborhood full of kids. My brother and I played every sport you can imagine. So we were just constantly around kids. So it wasn't too strange for me. My mom was a school teacher. So the way she set it up was very, obviously we didn't go from class to class, but we went subject to subject every single day, same one. You know, she had a lesson plan. We followed that. So the best part about it was we started like 8:30 and I was done around like 12:30 every day. So my brother and I just like did whatever. We'd go play outside, play basketball, whatever sport we were playing at the time, wait for the neighborhood kids to get home, play with them. And that was kind of our day.
You entered like traditional school in eighth or ninth?
Into eighth grade, yeah.
And what was that like? How tall were you then?
I was probably like 5'11", maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, and then grew to probably be like 6'1". I was like 6'1" at the end of eighth grade, and I was like 6'6" at the beginning of ninth.
Because of your height, did you think you could make it to the league?
It was like a dream, but I wasn't like a reality until truly became a reality for me. I was just always like somewhat skeptical, but it was always a dream.
I feel like once you hit 6'6", you were probably like, wait, this is actually probably realistic.
The percentage goes up every like inch taller you get. So
yeah. Okay. So obviously in Oklahoma, OKC is fairly new. So what was your childhood team?
Honestly, growing up, it was more about like players, because back then, like, we didn't have the league pass to like be able to like watch every team. I didn't really get to go on the internet and watch like highlights. That wasn't like really a thing when I was growing up. So I would just watch like the national televised game. So that was like when I was young, it was Michael Jordan. Then it was like Vince Carter. We would get like Lakers games, Knicks games. So it was just kind of like watching players. I didn't really have that like true affinity for a team.
Who was your favorite player?
My favorite player is Michael Jordan. Always.
Classic.
Always,
yeah. Very predictable. I was hoping you would say something like totally random, but
something rogue, like Muggsy Bogues.
Okay. No need to disrespect Muggsy.
Yeah.
Come on.
No. Muggsy's just, the best. It's just not everybody's.
Yeah. Fun fact. I was actually, for some wild reason, he posted a picture of me on Instagram.
All right. Well, let's hear the story for that.
So I was at NBA Cares Day and I was volunteering. And I don't know. He just like took a picture with me. And then the next day I like looked at his Instagram and I was like, did he post that? That's so weird. But yeah, but Muggsy, shout out. You have a good social media manager.
And he's a very nice guy. Very nice guy.
So as you know, currently with AAU and EYBL, NBA prospects, 5 stars, 4 stars, they're playing each other. They all know each other now because they're going to the same places like Peach Jam and stuff like that. When you were 14, 15, 16, what players did you play?
Oh, man, everybody. I mean, Derrick Rose, Kevin Love, Kevin Durant, Kyrie, Chandler Parsons was a good friend of mine, like kind of on the AAU circuit at the time. Almost any guy that's like around my age.
Was it obvious when you were there? Like if you were like playing against KD, was it just like obvious? Like you just knew at that moment that he was going to make it?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like kind of the same player. Like his games, I remember when you'd play against his games, like the gym would be packed. And he also played on a really good team. I think Ty Lawson maybe played on his team, played in the NBA for a while. There was like tons of guys on his team. So anytime you played those guys, you always knew like those.
Were there any guys that were like drastically worse? Like was crazy enough, but Kyrie, you were like, wait, he made it? Because when you saw him when you were younger, that was crazy.
No, like he was always really good from the beginning. I think I probably was one of those guys that like, I wasn't ranked until I think my junior year. So I don't know. I was sort of somewhat of a late bloomer, but there's guys like that for sure. Like that you didn't really like Jimmy Butler, I don't think was really like highly touted. Even like Damian Lillard, Steph, like people.
Well, because Dell, but like still he like on his like, it's not Max Preps, but whatever the website was, he didn't even have a picture.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. There's definitely guys like that that always kind of pop up. But there's also guys who are like super highly ranked that it's hard to see that when you're in high school and you're like competing against them. But once like as you're older, like now as I look back, I'm just like, man, you just like can't take anything for granted.
Speaking of Steph. When Oklahoma played Davidson, he dropped 44, okay? But you won. You had 21 rebounds and 25 points.
Right.
Did you, in that moment, were you like, this kid is going to be the greatest shooter ever? Is that just not when you're, like, he was so young, you know, no one really knew. But could you see that playing against him?
I mean, you knew he was going to be, you knew he was a great shooter. That was like our whole scouting report coming into it. And the crazy thing about that game, he had a good game the whole game, but like he really kind of went off at the end too. And it was like, it was one of those moments where it was like.
And they say he's not clutch. I mean, crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's a whole different thing.
See, you guys heard it here. Blake Griffin thinks Steph Curry is clutch. So now you can't even debate it. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on. Now, I heard about you when you were a kid. That's cool, right? But now I want to hear about your life as you grew older, okay? So the classic question, what was your welcome to the league moment?
Welcome to the league moment. We were playing, it was a preseason game. And we were playing San Antonio in San Antonio. And I had grown up watching, I read like a bunch of David Robinson books. I had grown up watching, you know, him play for a long time. Tim Duncan play for a long time. Actually, the first NBA game I ever went to was a Spurs game. I was like 9 years old. And I'm warming up on one end and I just kind of like glance down at the other end, not even thinking anything. And Tim Duncan is like, you know, 40 feet away from me, like warming up, going through his whole thing. And like, for some reason, that's when it like hit me.
That's crazy.
I can't believe I'm about to.
You were starstruck.
I was. Like, I had to like pull myself back together and like, you know, keep warming up. But I didn't really have one where it was like in the moment of the game. And
well, you're lucky because your rookie season was so dominant that it wasn't like everyone else who was like puny little rookies and people were like dunking on them. You were dunking on the veterans, basically.
It was a little bit. I still had some moments where you're just like, man, this guy's so good.
Less than others, though. Let's be honest. Less than others.
I appreciate it.
So I asked you what your welcome to the league moment is, but I think personally, as an LA kid, I think you're lucky because you were drafted to the Clippers, and like LA is a pretty fun place to be drafted to. That's immediately like, come on, you're in Hollywood. So instead of what's your welcome to the league moment, what was your welcome to LA moment? Like, when was it like you were drafted, you came to LA and you were just like, I'm here. This is cool.
That's a good question. It's interesting that you say that though, because at the time, when the Clippers got the first pick, everybody was telling me to like take a stand, not tell the Clippers not to draft me. They'd had like a long string of number one picks being bust. They'd had a, you know, they hadn't made the play. They'd made the playoffs once in however many years.
You did bring them to the playoffs for the first time since 2006.
You know your stats. I don't know. My welcome to LA. I think like playing like in Staples against the Lakers.
That's special.
At the time when we first started, like the Clippers weren't, you know, we sort of got it going, but it's not like the Lakers.
Was there anything with the celebrity though that like?
Yeah, I remember Jack Nicholson gave me a little fist bump one time, like after I'd had a dunk right before halftime, I was putting my mouthpiece down. I was walking by him, you know, he sits right there by the away bench and he gave me a little fist bump and he didn't say anything, but he kind of like did that. And I was like, oh, wow. Cool.
That's what happens when you're drafted to the Clippers and not like, I was going to say the Magic, but I didn't want to like,
be
like awkward with the Magic, but like, it's true. I mean, it would be cooler to be drafted.
You don't want to alienate yourself to Magic fans.
Yeah. Like, I still love you, but like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a little different.
Okay. So who is like a player that you go up against that's, it's not like an all-star, but every time he just gets you, like it's like an underrated player.
Like in my position or just in general?
Just like in general.
Man, that's tough. So last season, Ish Smith, who I actually played with in Detroit two times. He started out the season with Charlotte and then finished the season with the Washington Wizards twice in the second half, particularly in the fourth quarter, just destroyed us. Like destroyed us. We had a chance in both games. We didn't have a great season last year, but he's one of those guys that he's a guy that I always point to that's like, you guys don't understand how good these guys are.
Yeah.
Like somebody who like isn't as well known, is just such a good player and killed us two times in one season with different teams in the same way. And we couldn't do anything. He's
and
a great
guy.
He's a great guy.
Should I get a jersey?
Yeah. Should get an Ish Smith jersey.
Okay, I'm a really big Warriors fan.
Mm-hmm.
And something I like to do is I like to get jerseys of players that probably no one else has. Not like no one else, but like I like to be like, come on, look at me.
I like that.
So I rock a Juan Toscano-Anderson a lot. Okay. But he was just traded to the Lakers. And now I'm like, I shouldn't have bought a jersey, but something about him leaving then makes me want to buy a Dante DiVincenzo jersey. But then I'm like, he's probably going to leave too. Or like a Quindary Weatherspoon. Like, come on, that's so sick if you rock that.
Yeah, but like it's almost even better if they're like, if they're there for life, then it allows more people to get that jersey. Yeah. That jersey's like special
now. I have a Kuminga rookie. Come on. Like that's big time. And like people in like 10 years, people are going to be like, oh, look at my Kuminga jersey. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, when Kuminga was, I mean, well, we know he's amazing, but like he doesn't have as big of a role because the Warriors are the Warriors. And like I had a Kuminga jersey.
And you have a Juan Toscano-Anderson jersey. Not that many people can say that.
That's why it's big time. I really wanted a Gary Payton II jersey, but he's now on the Trailblazers. So I guess it was just meant to be that it didn't come in time, you know?
Yeah. Let that be a lesson, though.
Exactly.
Always pull the trigger on that jersey.
But a Chris Chioza one does sound fire.
Chioza.
Love him.
Another great guy.
True. Well, you probably know better than me, but I feel like he just seems really cool.
Yeah, I played with him in Brooklyn. Not this past season, but the season before. He's hilarious. And a really, really good basketball player as well.
Yes, he's only 5'11".
Yeah, he's tiny. Cheese, that's what we call him. Cheese.
So this is by far my favorite segment. Let's just say it. So Stephen A. Smith is known for his hot takes. But Blake, listen to me. I don't think you've ever seen a take hotter than Kelly Oubre Jr. the takes that we're about to say, okay, are going to be so hot, like green eyes that you drown in. Kelly's eyes, beautiful. The like bleached blonde hair that he has, that's what these takes are going
to have. Does he still have, I can't keep up with like his…
He actually, I did see his Instagram post yesterday. It's actually now back to brown.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But I like how he changes it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta switch it up.
See, and that's what these takes are going to be unpredictable. Like, you know what I mean?
All right.
So it's rapid fire-ish. Like we can explain, but let's go pretty fast. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and you can't say yourself and the person has to be in the league currently.
Those are the two rules.
Yes. And you have to listen to them or else you will be in with me. And you don't want to be in trouble with
me. I got you. You're right.
Okay. Which NBA player is the best dressed? You want to say yourself, don't you?
I feel like you always want to.
Yeah, I thought that's smart.
I'll go with Russ just because he just has done it forever. And like, he's sort of the one that kind of like got everybody else on this like…
Agreed. I like his Met Gala outfit. Okay. Who has the best shoe game?
The best shoe game? PJ Tucker.
Okay, good. Because every time I ask that question, if someone doesn't say PJ Tucker, I'm like, you're weird. Like, he has a house for his shoes. That just has to be the answer.
Yeah. He also like appreciates shoes that you just like… Like, I didn't even know those existed.
Yeah. Some company made like a shoe commercial with him. And I was just like, that is so smart.
I didn't see that. That is smart. Very smart.
You should look it up.
I will.
Who is the funniest current NBA player?
DeAndre Jordan.
Interesting. What's like the funniest thing he ever did when you were in LA? But it has to be appropriate because I am still a kid.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know. I don't think it's just like a… he's just like has the ability to talk to everybody or make everybody laugh. He's like one of those glue guys on a team that sort of keeps everything light and keeps people together.
Mm. Okay. Which NBA player is the best singer?
I would say Victor Oladipo, I guess.
Did you see him on The Masked Singer?
I did. I saw a clip of it, but I didn't watch The Masked Singer.
Yeah, I saw the clip.
He also has like an album.
He does?
Yeah, he has an album. Huh. And one day we were at USA, like doing in Vegas at USA, like training camp. And he was like, just like singing, just like kind of to himself. And I was like, oh, wow.
Which NBA player is the best rapper? Because that can start controversy.
Oh, that can start controversy. I'll go with Dame. Lillard. I feel
like the other answer is slightly problematic right now. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You guys get it. You get it. Yeah. The forbidden name, I guess.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're going to keep going.
Yeah, let's just
Andre Drummond's pretty good too. Okay. Andre Drummond's pretty good too. Okay.
Which NBA player could run for president and win?
Chris Paul or CJ McCollum. Probably like a
Chris Paul would. That is a really good call. I feel like most people that I've asked said LeBron, but I think Chris Paul, because LeBron, it's like some people hate him, some people love him. Whereas Chris Paul, like I've never seen anyone who just like hates Chris Paul. I mean, you've been his teammate. Like
Some refs. But a lot of refs hate me.
That's only one vote.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he's been all around the league. A lot of different states he would get their electoral college votes.
And he was NBPA president for a while.
Oh, yeah. So you were the rookie of the year. And ESPN named you one of the top 15 best rookies of all time. So in this past NBA season, if you, like not Adam Silver, not any of the journalists, if you got to choose who the rookie of the year would be, would you still give it to Scottie Barnes?
Oh, man. Yeah. He had a really good rookie year. I thought Cade Cunningham had a great rookie year too. It's just, I don't know what we're doing with these awards. Like, especially rookie of the year, like, a lot of people's thing was, well, Scottie Barnes' team is better than Cade's.
Yeah.
But like as a rookie, like aren't you just supposed to be having like a great season? I still think Scottie Barnes deserved it. But I also think like Evan Mobley was really good.
I'm a huge believer in that the NBA awards are corrupt because most improved player, I live by this. Ja shouldn't have won. He is on a normal progression of an NBA star. Jordan Poole went from playing in the G League to being a starter in the NBA Finals.
We're back to the back.
We're going back
to
the Warriors, but it's not. I'm not being just okay. But it's not just about the Warriors. Same with Desmond Bane, and Ja actually gave the award to Desmond Bane after.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but like same with Desmond Bane. It's these guys who went from being second round picks, late first round picks in the G League then being big players. Ja is incredible, but he has a normal progression. Like he went from like rookie of the year to an all-star. Like next he would probably get MVP, but that doesn't make sense. You know
I mean? Actually do agree with you, not to take anything away from Ja. But
no, of course not. But yeah.
He had an unbelievable year, but you're right. He like rookie of the year to all-star to like, it's tough to give somebody a rookie of the year and then also a most improved player.
That's like if they gave you a most improved player during your like rookie season because your first season you just didn't play and you'd be like, I mean, yeah, technically I improved from sitting on the bench. Like, yeah.
This guy didn't play at all last year. And look at him now.
he went from not playing to being an all-star. That's amazing. Yeah. So now we're going to move on to our final segment. It's funny because we talked about Muggsy Bogues. Very short. The shortest player to ever play in the NBA. Manute Bol, the tallest player to ever play in the NBA. So we're going to go with Muggsy or Manute. Two very different things. And I want to hear your choice.
This is straight rapid fire. All right.
Last shot. MJ or Kobe?
Michael Jordan.
This one may have... get you going. Oklahoma State or University of Oklahoma?
The University of Oklahoma.
I know. Okay. Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Is that only because you have a deal with Nike?
I'm a Jordan athlete, Jordan, but it's like, it's Nike and, you know, Nike and Jordan, yeah.
Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade.
Powerade's nasty.
People don't drink Powerade.
Yeah, no. Powerade's for the weak. Gatorade's for the strong.
You're right.
Instagram or TikTok?
Oh, probably just Instagram, but TikTok's great.
I agree. I love TikTok. Okay, Out on the Town or Netflix and chill?
Staying in, like Netflix and chill, I guess.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet. I'm a huge sweet tooth. Huge sweet tooth.
What's your favorite dessert?
Anything. I love ice cream. McConnell's ice cream, sea salt cream and cookies.
McConnell's the way to go. McConnell's is an ice cream place in LA and they have fabulous ice cream. And I like their birthday cake flavor.
It's great. I actually had it last time. I always go sea salt cream and cookies, but I tried it last time.
I think my dad may have gotten like olive oil from there once. That was a really questionable choice.
That's an interesting
choice.
Move. I got to talk to him about that.
I was actually offended by that. I was like, that's not, that's clash. No.
It's an offensive choice.
I left. I was like, I'm not sleeping in your house tonight.
You know what? I'm driving home.
Yeah. Michael Jordan or LeBron James? Ooh, tough.
MJ.
I love you, Bron, though.
No, yeah. Listen, when you have to pick one, it's not like that you're saying one's bad. Exactly. You're just saying this is my... No.
And like, I, as a Warriors fan, personally believe that Steph just ruined LeBron's chances of being the greatest of all time. I mean, they both have 4 rings.
Is this a Warriors podcast?
It's not a Warriors podcast, but if the Warriors wanted to sponsor me, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you got to get a Warriors player on.
I know. If you would love to text one of them, that would be great. I'd really love that.
I'll try. Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah. Great. That will work well for me. Another high five.
I got you. Great. There's 2 high
Teamwork.
Fives already.
Okay. Zion or Jaw?
Oh, man. I mean, I think you got to go Jaw just because we haven't seen Zion play. I love Zion's game.
See, giving Zion the most improved player wouldn't be crazy because he's had a different progression.
But he's averaged like 20. I guess if he went from like, I don't know what he averaged, but if he went from like 20 to like 30, I guess. But still, it's like you should probably give that award to guys who like, you know, went from like 7 to 15 exactly. Or like 12 to 20, you know.
And I also think something about him is like people didn't realize when he played how good he was. He was the youngest ever starting All-Star. And yes, that was because someone was hurt. But like still, he's…
Is that Ja or Zion? Wait, Zion. Oh, Zion, really?
Yeah, and like he's done so much, he just hasn't been able to show it. But Jaw last season was crazy.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, New York or LA?
LA.
Good choice. You know what? You get another high five for that one. I love New York City, but like LA's the place to be.
No, yeah, they're both great.
Ronaldo or Messi?
Oh, Messi.
I saw a TikTok yesterday, and it was parking spaces at the Nike headquarters, and your parking spot is next to Ronaldo's, so maybe he's gonna like crash his car into yours after he heard that you think Messi. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You set me up with this question.
Yeah. Hey, Ronaldo, just slam right into him. Oh, maybe like in 6 months, I'm gonna be able to get my permit, and Ronaldo can give me my lessons, and I'll be like, I think we should go to the Nike parking lot, and then we'll just go like straight into your car.
After we do this podcast, you're gonna advocate.
It would go viral on TikTok, and I would film it. So like, I would film while
you're driving.
Again, not a good decision, but probably would go viral.
Did you hear that, driver, uh-oh. Instructor person?
Yeah, that's not good. Doris Burke or me?
I mean, come on.
My guy. Yeah, my guy.
I got you. Doris is great.
I think that's a really good way to end. Blake Griffin, you heard it here first, people. I'm pretty good at interviewing basketball
players. It's a great interview. That was awesome. Very, very well done.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Sloan Notes. Keep up to date with me and see the amazing things Blake and I did after this interview and all of my other interviews by following Sloan Knows on TikTok and Instagram. Sloan has an E, by the way, if you want to see all the fun NBA action coming from me because I know the NBA. Make sure to leave a review. Thanks for listening to Sloan Knows.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.